message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Of Jesus. It's our family intervention service, and I trust God that in this service this morning, Jesus will be glorified. Assessing the wonders of family open doors. Assessing the wonders of family open doors. One service I know most people in this church always look forward to is the fourth Sunday of every month, which is the family open doors or family intervention service. If I'm right, come on, shout hallelujah. And this morning, God will surprise your own family in Jesus' name. God's divine plan for every family is that the door should open for you. There is no father that will be in a room and the son will be banging the door. Daddy, 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 and he will refuse to open the door. Years ago, maybe about 6 years ago, I was praying in the room, my prayer room, and one of my children, who was still very young at that time, came knocking on my door in the morning. And I didn't want to open the door for anybody. I think I was in a fast for quite some time from Friday till Sunday. And I told my wife that nobody must come near my door at all from Friday in that room till Sunday when I appear in church on Sunday. And one of my children came knocking on that door. Knocked and knocked. I said, I won't open this. Since I've said, I won't open the door. But after some time, my body was shivering. I said, how can this boy be knocking the door for so long? And I had to stand up from my kneeling position where I was praying. And God spoke to me at that point. Some of you that have been here before have heard this story before. I said this story when it happened. And God spoke to me and said, that is exactly what happens with me. You keep knocking. If you keep at it, I will open it for you. God never intends that your family should be a struggling family. In Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. Revelation chapter 3, verse 8. The Lord speaking there says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. And no man can shut that door. That is talking about your family. If it's your family, come on, shout a big hallelujah. God wants to open the door of peace for your family. God wants to open the door of fruitfulness for your family. God wants to open the door of success for your family. God wants to open the door of victory in battle for your family. God wants to open the door of financial breakthrough for your family. God wants to open the door of good health from your family, etc., etc., etc. Someone say big amen. In Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 18, the Bible says, behold, I and the children that the Lord has given unto me are for signs and they are for wonders. Children, the father, the mother, everybody in the family, even those who are under your roof, cannot be spared. Cousins living with you, friends living with you, as long as they are in the same house and they are associated, connected with you. They don't even necessarily need to be in the same house, but they are associated and connected with you. Have entered into good trouble. It's the trouble of having wonders beyond their imagination. That will be your testimony. I said, that will be your testimony. This morning, can I hear a loud amen?
Amen.
Keys to assessing family open doors. Because a few this morning, they will go to pray. What are the keys? As you know that men that have the key don't struggle to open the door. Families that have the key, they don't struggle for things to happen. It will happen in your family. Good things will happen in your family. The family that says the loudest amen will receive the loudest miracle. The family that shout the loudest hallelujah will receive the biggest miracle. Keys to assessing wonders of the open doors in one's family. Number one key is the key of love for God and the things of God. Love for God and the things of God. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and every other thing shall be added. Your family has signed in for more of God's blessings if you can love God. On Friday night, we were here for pastor's vigil and for the special prayer squad vigil. And as we were praying, one of those that were leading was leading and was we were praying many prayers for people, different prayer for everybody in the church. And we were praying also for businessmen and businessmen. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me and I told them instantly. God spoke to me that these businessmen we are praying for, if only they can love God, their businesses will prosper more. The problem with most of our people is that God cannot trust us with blessing because the love is not there. Even the little he's given us, we are not available to serve him. If God knows that if he will bless you, you will love him more, he will bless you. But when he's scared, if contract of 100 million enter your hand, that is the end of your Christian life, we leave you at the level of your 100,000 contract. Delete the zeros behind. 1 Corinthians 2:9. 1 Corinthians 2:9. The Bible says, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it come to the heart of man what God has in store for them that love him. 1 Corinthians 2:9. You can't imagine what God will do for a person that loves him. It's unimaginable. You can't phantom it. You can't dream it that this is what God will do. You can't imagine what God can do if the love of God is in your family. In Deuteronomy 6:5, the Bible says, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. That's the duty of man. Love God. When your family begins to love God, your family has signed in for doors that you cannot even imagine. That's why for women here, one of your major assignments is to ensure that you push your husband towards God. I always tell ladies that are very close to me here, it's a taboo for you to cook for your husband on fasting day in church. Cook, you give him cooler. You know he's supposed to be fasting. You even encourage him to eat. That day is the day you eat, you cook the best food. But deceiving yourself. But deceiving yourself. And you are pushing him towards loving God. It's time for church. You wake him up. Daddy, let's go. Yeah, let's go to church. It's time for vigil. It's time for Wednesday service. It's time for the things of God. You are pushing him towards God. Pushing him towards the things of God. Encouraging him. I've not done Bible study. Can we do it? Pushing him. Pushing him. Pushing him. That's why you push him into his blessing. When you are even the one that is discouraging him from doing vigil. Want to watch film till 1 a.m. when you know he's supposed to wake up in the night to pray. He watch film with you. He also film with you. At the end of the day, he's tired. He cannot do any vigil. He cannot stand. He cannot do anything for God. It's time for everything. That's why they say wisdom is profitable to direct. You're pushing your husband or your wife to God. It's like you are pushing them into their destiny. And my prayer for everyone here today, that your family will be a family that is pushed to God in the name of Jesus. And you will not return back empty-handed. Love is so strong. Songs of Solomon chapter 8, verse 6b. The Bible says, love is as strong as death. Love is so strong, it's as strong as death. Songs of Solomon 8, verse 6b. Love is so strong. When you love God so much, the blessing of God is you have already qualified for his blessings. God's privilege, my wife has access to everything I have because of the love we share. That is just what it is. That's just how it works. Everything I have, she has that because we have something in common. It's the same thing between you and God. When the husband loves God and the wife loves God, I smile because I know they will soon share testimony. In the name of Jesus, your family will be the one that will share a testimony now. Your family will soon share a testimony. Your family will soon share a testimony. In the name of Jesus. So, love him. And you prove your love to him by serving him, by honoring him, by praising him, by giving to him. Don't just say, I love you. No. Serve him with evidence. Evidence. You should not doubt if you love God. You should not doubt it that does he love God? Does he not love your sincerity in the love of God, the display of your love for God, show. Do it in secret, and God will reward you openly. Somebody here will enjoy open reward in Jesus' name. Somebody will enjoy open reward in the name of Jesus. So let your children love God. I told my children, I said, your Bible is more important to me than even your books in school. Your Bible, personal Bible, is more important to me than your good school book. Once you can impart this love into these children's hearts, they are made for life. Not there, you are there. Peace of the Lord is upon them because of the love of God in their heart. Number two, key that will open the door of the wonders of open doors is expectation. Somebody say expectation. I can't hear you. Somebody say expectation. Your expectation determines your manifestation. Your expectation determines your acceleration. What you don't expect, you can't receive. Any family that doors must open for must be expecting it. Must be expecting it. Testimony that you heard this morning, that woman came 3 weeks ago, said, I've done several scans. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Several scans showing me it's a girl. And I had 2 girls before. And my husband said no more children because I can't risk having a girl again. Then girls in the whole house. When I went for scan, the scan said it's a girl. When I told him, his mood changed. I said, do you have faith? Do you have expectation? Do you believe it? He said, I believe it. Friday morning, early Friday morning, Thursday stroke, Friday morning. Baby, expectation. What was being actually defined? Doctors, is it possible that he's just converted like that in medicine? Is it a medical miracle? What are you telling me? If the first person saw wrong thing, second person will see wrong thing, third person will see wrong thing, all of the thing will be wrong, wrong. No. God intervene. And that is how in your own family God will intervene today. I said that is how God will intervene today. Now, mark this, everybody, please. I'm not the one that did it. I cannot even try it. Join our faith together in faith and in unison of faith. Jehovah made it happen. He will make it happen in your own life. I said, Jehovah will make it happen in your own life. I said, Jehovah will make it happen in your own life. Did I hear you say a big amen? You are not permitted to experience what you don't expect. That's why, husband and wife, what are you expecting? What you expect matters. Husband called me this morning, very early this morning, to appreciate God in our lives again. Did that yesterday. Did that again on Friday. And said something this morning. He said, when we were checking and it was a girl, he said, well, when we are praying, he said, my wife will say, oh God, bless this boy. That, as Papa has said, it's a boy. God, bless this boy. But the scan was saying it's a girl. Somebody say expectation. What you are expecting, it must come. It is a must. It's a must. It is a... I stand before God that created you and I, and I'm telling you, your expectation will come to pass. I say your expectation will come to pass. I say your expectation will come to pass. It might not be children. It might be blessing. It might be husband. It might be wife. It might even be children. It might be twins. It might be triplets. It might be baby boy. It might be baby girl. It might be a house. Aha! It must come to pass in the name of Jesus. He says, your expectation shall not be cut short. And in the name of Jesus, nobody's expectation here shall be cut short in the name of Jesus. What you are trusting in God for, He will deliver it into your hands in the name of Jesus. I say, my God will deliver it into your hands in the name of Jesus. And you will have cause to rejoice in the name of Jesus. You will have cause to celebrate in the name of Jesus. You will have cause to jubilate in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Expectation. In Mark 9 verse 23, the Bible says, all things are possible to him that believeth. Someone say all things. Someone say all things. All things are possible. So your blessings are possible. Your admission is possible. Your progress is possible. Your traveling abroad is possible. Your promotion in your place of work, despite the fact that you were just promoted recently, is possible to be promoted again. And that is for somebody. And if you catch it, it will be for you. Yeah. You were just promoted recently, but God will promote you again. Yeah. He will do it again and again and again. Yeah. I say, He will do it again and again and again. Yeah. If you are not tired of God's blessings, shout, I am not tired. If you are not tired of God's favor, shout, I am not tired. Expectation. Expectation. Knew it. Servant of God has said it. That this is what God has said. And in the name of Jesus, it happened by fire. Your own too will happen in the name of Jesus. I'm speaking this morning on how to assess the wonders of open doors for your family. Number 3, key. How you can get it this morning is the key of seeking help of God. Seeking the help of God. In Psalm 60 verse 11. The Bible says, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. The Bible says, unto he that answered prayer shall all flesh come. One thing about God is God is the helper of man. God is the one that helps man. God is the one that assists man. God is the one that does something great for man. If your family will enjoy open doors, you must love seeking God. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. He that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. He that knocketh, the door is open unto him. And any one of you, his son, ask for bread and give him a stone, or ask for fish, or give him a serpent. If you as evil men know how to give good things to your children, how shall he done with him freely give you all things? Matthew chapter 7, from verse 7 to verse 11. That's what I just quoted now. If you ask, he will give it to you. If you ask, he will give it to you. If you seek God, we are in a period where people are lazy in seeking God. We are in an era where the laziness of mankind has skyrocketed. If your desire is to get open doors, you must pay a price called seeking God. And finding God sometimes is very, very tough. It will pain your flesh. It will pain your leg sometimes in a place of prayer. It will pain your stomach expecting food. It will pain the stomach will be crying. How many of you have been in fasting before and you are hearing ton, 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 boom, 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 in your stomach? The stomach is the one making noise like that. Like, where is it now? Ah, clean shelly. Porridge now. Ah, clean shelly. Clean shelly. Dodo now. Ah, dodo. Spaghetti. Item 7. What's going on there now? For me now. Money there. No. I'm looking for something from God. Seeking God. Searching for God. I need God. I need him. God, where are you? Oh, God, where are you? Oh, God, where are you? Jesus, show your face. In my matter, in the matter of my family, Jesus, where is your face? Show yourself. Oh, Jesus. Let me tell you this, beloved. As you seek God, it's not a waste. Your seeking God is not a waste. Your vigil is not a waste. Your fasting is not a waste. Your Bible study is not a waste. Your prophetic declaration is not a waste. Very soon, the manifestation will show for everybody. I say very soon, the manifestation will show it for everybody. Men might be making fun of you now. Very, very soon, they will be dancing with you. I said they will be dancing with you. If you are the one I'm praying for, let me hear you say a big amen. But you have to pay the price of seeking the face of God. I can tell you this. One of the core areas for a family to break through. And teach your children how to seek God. Let them be running to you all the time when they need, have a need. Teach your children how to seek the face of God on their own. Because when you are not there and they don't know how to seek God, the gap will be there. Let them know that you are just a channel for their source and God can use just anybody. Hello. Just a channel. God can use just anybody. It can be you. It can be anybody. And very soon, God will be using strangers to bless your children. I say God will be using strangers to bless your children. I say God will be using strangers to bless your children. Those that you don't know will be a blessing to your own children. Somebody say a big amen. Doors are opened. They are open to those that seek God. They are open to those that engage in prayer and supplication. Prayer and supplication. Prayer and supplication. Jesus. Where is your face? We look up to you as a couple. We look up to you as children in this family. Show yourself. Show your power. Display your situation. Display yourself in the promotion of my father. Display your situation in the the blessing of this my mommy's business. Teach them how to pray. And very, very soon, your seeking God will be obvious to everybody that you have sought God. It will result in testimonies. I hear you say a big amen. Quickly, can we go to number 4? How to assess wonders of family open doors. 4 is put God's word to work in your family. But study the word of God. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the Lord shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Put the word of God. What you have seen in this Bible, put it to work. Declare it. Obey it and declare it. A lot of times when I'm seeking God for something, I try to look for the exact scripture that relates to that thing. Look for the scripture that relates to what challenge your family is going through. Then walk with the scripture. Read what happened before the scripture and what happened after the scripture. To have a better understanding, then put it to work. I want to beg you here this morning, please, don't be a lazy Christian. A lazy Christian has no future. A Christian that doesn't like reading Bible. A Christian that doesn't like praying. Those are the kind of people that fall into the hands of 419 people. Be that kind of believer. Search the scripture yourself. Sit down with the Bible and search it. There must be something that relates to this, my case. Oh yeah, I must get it. Let us start. That's how to do it. The Bible states, for example, if you are having issues in the family, the Bible tells us what to do. Engage yourself by seeking the word of God to know what he says concerning the matter in the house. And I know in the name of Jesus, the word will work wonders in your life in Jesus' name. God honors his word even more than his name. We've been worshiping Jesus, we've been praising God all day now. But God appreciates his word even more than his name. The word of God is God. If you can get what the word is saying concerning your house, your family will be okay. It shall be well with your family in Jesus' name. It shall be well with your family in Jesus' name. It shall be well with your family in Jesus' name. Number five, because of time, is agreement. The power of agreement is another key that opens the door for your family. The power of agreement. Matthew 18 verse 19. Matthew 18 verse 19. The Bible says, "And again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven." If you ask for, listen to me, you know that the agreement between husband and wife is even stronger than agreement between pastor and wife, or pastor and husband. The reason is very simple. Man operates in the realm of spirit, soul, and body. In the realm of the spirit, yes, we agree. In the realm of the soul, yes, we agree. But in the realm of the body, we can't agree. It's only the husband and wife that operate in the three realms. They operate in togetherness, in spirit, in soul, and in body in the bedroom. As a direct result of this, they can agree on anything and it will happen. There is nothing they cannot agree on and they will see it come to pass. Don't let the devil, that's why the devil is attacking families. I just told you the secret now. You can do anything as husband and wife. You can accomplish anything as an husband and wife. The circle of agreement is there. Amos chapter 3 verse 3. Can two work together except if they agree? Don't allow the devil to deceive you. Don't allow the devil to deceive you. 2 Corinthians 2 verse 11. Lest Satan should get advantage of you. Don't allow the devil to deceive you. Don't walk in ignorance. Don't walk in ignorance. Don't walk. 2 Corinthians 2 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11. I pray for somebody here this morning. The devil will not be able to deceive your family in the name of Jesus. The wicked will not be able to deceive your family in the name of Jesus. So there is power and agreement between husband and wife. There is agreement between husband and wife. That's why you as a husband and wife, together you must be praying regularly. Together you must be talking to God regularly. Because the devil knows. That's why you shouldn't allow unnecessary disagreement. As some men, when they get angry, they just get angry. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 26. Ephesians 4, it said, "Be angry." He said, "But sin not." Ephesians 4, 26. Be angry. I didn't say she won't offend you. He said, "But when you say, I don't like this thing," it's not because of that you now carry bottle. Because of that, you're now saying, I will not marry you again, or I will not stay in the same bedroom with you again, or I will not. He said, "Be angry." He said, "But sin not." Let us continue with that scripture. And I also ensure, let not the anger that you were angry, let not the sun go down upon your anger. Don't be angry in the morning and still be angry at night. Us can't open like that. Don't be angry with your husband in the morning before he left. He came back at night. You are still angry. I pray that your night devotion will not turn to night demotion. That's when you are doing night devotion together. Yet you are in bitterness. You are only doing it because the senior pastor said it is good for you to pray together. Your spirit is far apart. You are doing the devotion, yet you are eyeing him. You think I've forgotten what you did for me yesterday? You think I forgot what you did for me 2 weeks ago? Don't allow that. Don't allow that. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 31 says that we should not operate in bitterness. Agreement should be in the family, not bitterness. Can we read it together, everybody? Everybody, are you there? 1, 2, go. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Christians know how to have, they know how to enjoy malice very well. Call it holy malice. Husband and wife can sit together in church, yet they are not talking. They are not in good talking terms. It's called holy malice, like Holy Spirit. What's happening there? Ushers, are you right there? Sit down well. We're in church. What's going on? Over. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Don't allow bitterness. Don't allow anger in your family. Don't allow evil speaking. Let there be agreement. If there's little shaking between you, quickly settle it. Don't allow yourself to be so proud that you allow it day one, day two, day three, everything. Every day, the house is hot. Your children now notice that. Say, ah, Daddy, I notice that you and mommy are not really in good terms. What's going on? So, no, there's nothing going on. But I can see it now. Because you know, sometimes all these things can be felt. Okay, I want to ask you a simple question this morning. How do you know when you are with somebody and the person doesn't like you and the person doesn't say something, doesn't speak? Do you know it or you don't know it? As in, when you are with somebody and the person doesn't like you, the person is beefing you. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, the person did not say, I'm beefing you. Yet you can say, and he didn't hate me, sha. But the person did not say something. That's the same thing that happens. Who can pick it when you and your spouse, when you are not in good order? We smell it. Especially if you have a nose like me. Something is not right here. Yes. That's the same way your children will pick it if there's a disagreement between you. Yet you did not say it. Allow agreement. All of these small things. Fighting over small things. Okay, if the salt was too much, why can't you say, my dear, it looks like this salt is, can't you, if you there are many options. You can return the food, she can repackage it, mix it with others that can make it less salty. She can take it away and give you something else, that's option two. You can decide on your own not to eat that particular food and eat a particular food. Or you can, option four, you can even decide to eat it with the salt like that and take plenty of water so that the salt can quickly flow. Plenty of options. Not a matter. Plenty of options. Don't be angry over everything. Something happened this week. I told my wife to buy something online. Say, please buy this thing online. I forgot to tell her the specific range. And because we are both accountants, we operate on the same realm. So I forgot to tell her this is the price of the type you should buy. She went to buy and she sent me. I was in the hospital with that woman in the night on Friday, Thursday to Friday morning. She was about to deliver. When she sent me a text, I bought what you said I should buy you. This is the price. I wrote H and I wrote ha. Oh, what are we going here? You know, sent back that she's sorry. I'm sorry. I was very, very angry, but I kept quiet because I was praying and interceding with somebody who is about to deliver. And I must not sin because I must see what I'm praying for happened that morning. It was around 2 a.m. in the morning. After some time, went back home and I refused to talk about it. God was now so faithful. My phone now damaged that night. That particular night because the battery went down and the phone now had problem. But to cut long story short, I refused to get angry. By the following day, she now said, that thing that you said her about, I have contacted the company and they have cancelled that thing that I bought expensive and now decide to give me the one that you that is okay. I now say, hey, devil, you are a bad person. So if I was angry yesterday, but this is what would have happened. He brought that anger at that moment when he knew that I needed breakthrough at that time. So I can say, no, what do you mean? Hey, nonsense. Hey. So that I can be very angry and can say, you can see God is very angry. Let it return back to the girl that it was before. Just relax. Relax. Don't allow anything. Okay, chillax, Abby. Relax. Everything, chat. Relax, 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 collax, everything. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Ay. Don't allow anything to bring unnecessary, continuous, stupid disagreement between you and your spouse. Immediately come solve it. Don't take your disagreement to your family members. Do that. Daddy, I just want to tell you that the girl you I married in your house, I brought 40 pieces of yam. She's giving me problem. Is it that you want to return the 40 pieces of yam or what? You want them to return it back to you or have you what? What are you trying to say now? Those things are not necessary. Door is about to open. Stay in agreement. The door is about to open. Stay in agreement. The door is about to open. Stay in agreement. The door is about to open. Stay in agreement. The door is about to open. Stay in agreement. The door is about to open. The new day for you. I need to tidy this up. Time is fast spent. Number six. The keys that makes the door to open. Accept responsibility. Everybody in the family has his own responsibility. For example, the man is the head of the family. He provides leadership in the family. And he's the provider. 1 Timothy 5:8. If you want doors to open for you as a man, you must do your own responsibility. Say, but if any provide not for his own, especially for those of his own house, he had denied the faith and is worse than infidel. You have your responsibility. If you want doors to continue to open for you as a man, be the man in the area of provision. It's very necessary. It's very, very necessary. Work hard. Pray hard. Do what you need to do in the right way to provide for your family within the confines of the law. I didn't say you should go and break bank, oh. And I didn't say you should go and do armed robbery because you want to provide for a woman. But if you work, you will have this thing. Try your best. If you do what the principles we are teaching you as a, here, there's no way that you will not be blessed as a man. Ensure that you provide for your family. Ensure that you are a loving man and you're a caring man. Yesterday, while I was preparing for this on Friday, God spoke, said something to me, and I read it somewhere, and God revealed it to me. He said, what hate reveals, love conceals. What hate, when you hate, you hate somebody, you can just do whatever you like with that person. But when you love somebody, you try your best to protect the person, to provide for the person. And for the woman, your major responsibility, if you want to keep the door open in your family, is remain submissive to your husband. Ephesians 5:22. Be submissive. Wife, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the... Listen, for most families where the woman, where the husband has problem with the woman is in this area of submission. Most men cannot tolerate a woman that cannot be submissive. That's the truth. That's just the truth. If you're not submissive to your husband, he will not be able to tolerate and he will be reacting against you. He will be you know, elders will say there's no small husband. Yeah, this one is a small husband. One somebody is your husband, his husband. You can't say he's a small husband, he's a medium husband, he's a high husband, he's a high scale husband. He's a husband is what? Husband. You have to be submissive. Of course, the woman has the responsibility of taking care of the children, and of course, ensuring that the home is successful. Prayer for everyone here today is that God will give you the grace in the name of Jesus. Say God will give you the grace in the name of Jesus. I have a few more points, but I've run out of time. So I will just begin to round up from here. Every man and every woman should embrace his own side of the deal. Marriage is a contract. But it's a contract that you can't, in the Bible, there's no provision for breaking the contract. That's why you must first look well before you leave. That's for the singles. Once you have entered it, you can't just say, I'm leaving like that. Bible doesn't generally make provisions for that, except on very, very exceptional cases. Somebody else might want to kill the person now with beating now. Nobody will say you stay there. On a good day, ceteris paribus, all things being equal, nobody will say it's just a woman should live in her husband's house. No! So it's important for every man to know his own side of the deal and for every woman to know his own side of the deal. And I round up, let me just give us one more and I round up. Number seven, and I round up with that number seven. What key do I need for my family for the doors to open is? Open doors also for others. Let your family be a family that is liberal. That is, be a liberal family. You can put it like that. Be a liberal family. Be a liberal family. A liberal family is talking about a family that is also a blessing. Hello, don't distract anybody. A liberal family is a family that is a blessing to others. You are not a parasitic family. Anything you... Galatians 6:7. Don't be deceived. Whatsoever you sow is what you are going to reap. If your family is a liberal family, you will be blessed. If your family is a family that likes to bless others, then God will bless you. Do not deceive. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that's how he also reap. Don't be deceived. If you want doors to open for you, open doors for other people. Don't shut door against another family. Don't allow your family to be a family that is antagonistic of the progress of others. Rejoice in the success of others. Help others to develop. Assist other families. Help other people's children. If you are a family, at least one or two other children that is not your children should be going to school from your purse. At least one or two from your family. You, if you don't know people that are in need, come to church. Ask, please, I want to ask, is there anybody here in the church here that needs somebody to pay the fees? Has our door open for you? Proverbs 11, 24 and 25. Libra soul shall be made fat. There's, they say, there's he that scattereth and yet increaseth. There's he that withhold more than his need and intended to penury. The Libra soul shall be made fat. He that watereth shall be watereth also himself. There is no way your family can be a blessing and you will not be blessed. Look for avenues to be a blessing. Look for avenues to empower others. Look for avenues. Don't teach your children to be stingy. Don't tell them, this food I'm giving you now. Anybody must not take even one coin from it like this. You are teaching them to be stingy. Don't teach them to be stingy. Teach them to be liberal. Teach them to be blessed. Teach them to distribute. Teach them tithing. Teach your children tithing. How to tithe from their income. They give them 1,000. 100 naira is for God there. Teach them from now so that doors can open for them. If your own father did not tithe and they were poor, they died in the village. You yourself, you are not tithing that well. Then if you are a good man and a good father, it's the best thing for you to do is, hey, no, I can't. This cannot continue. In my own children, their own must change. Then from their credo, you begin, this is how to do it too. This is what to do. This is how to do it too. This is what to do. Then you see them blessed. My prayer for every family here today is that the spirit of liberality that will make you blessed supernaturally, receive that spirit today in the name of Jesus. Receive that spirit today in the name of Jesus. Everywhere you go, the blessing of God will pursue you. Listen to me. Mark it. Doors have been shut for long. In this month of September, it will open suddenly. Doors of favor that have been shut for long, it will open suddenly. Doors of breakthrough that have been shut for long, it will open suddenly. Doors of jobs, contracts, progress that have been shut for long shall be opened suddenly. It is done. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. I must not close this service this morning without calling on my friends. You are here this morning and you are saying to me, Pastor, I've heard this message. I want doors to open for my own family too. I don't want my family to be in the same level. I want my life to change, but I want to quickly make my ways right with God. I want to ask God for mercy. I want to ask God for forgiveness. I want God to have mercy on me. The mercy of God is what I want. I want to pray with you anywhere you are this morning. You want God to forgive you your sins. You want God to cleanse you from any of your past acts. You want a new life this morning. You want the blessing of God upon your life this morning. I want to pray. I'll be counting from 1 to 5, and then I'll be praying for you. Also, if you are watching us on the internet, you desire that God should touch your life this morning. You want a new life. You want a new destiny. You don't want to be the same again. This morning, I want to pray with you. I'll be counting from 1 to 5. Just stand up wherever you are, and I'll pray with you just there. 1. You want a new life. You want God to bless you. You want God to change your life. You want doors to open for you. Yet, you know in your heart of hearts that you have to first ask for mercy. Wherever you are seated, I want to stand up so I can see you and pray for you just where you are. And then your life will never be the same again. You want to have a new life. You want God to have mercy on you. You want forgiveness. You want cleansing. Not that you are a bad person. No, you are not a bad person. But you know that, Kai, there are some things in your life God doesn't like this. Yet you want to be truthful. You want to be truthful. You want to be truthful. I want to pray with you. I want to pray with you quickly. God bless you. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. Unto Jesus I surrender, unto thee I will again. Wherever you are seated, you want a new life in Christ Jesus. You don't want to be the same again. Quickly. Be on your feet. Surrender to Him. You have given your life to Christ before. Not that you have not been born again. You want to rededicate your life to Christ. Also be on your feet. Two, you want to rededicate your life to Christ. You want a new life in Christ. A new life in Christ. You want to rededicate your life. You want a new life. Also, you want to drop some habits. 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 You are tired of those habits. You want a new life. You want to drop habits that are not pleasurable to you. Habits that you don't like. Habits that you know God doesn't like. Also be on your feet. God bless you. God bless you. Be on your feet quickly. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. All you need to do is to be on your feet quickly. And your life will never, 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 never be the same again. Thank you, Jesus. You want to drop some habits? You want to take on new good habits that will change your life? Thank you, Lord. Now, wherever you are seated, your conscience is talking to you and is telling you, stand up. You are the one the pastor wants to pray for. Don't allow the devil to keep you at the same level. You need to change level. That's it. You stand up. You just tell the devil, I'm walking out of you. I'm getting out. I'm not living this life again. I want a new life from today. I want to pray with you quickly. Be on your feet. God bless you. You want a new life, a brand new life. You want a change of life, a change of destiny. You want your life to go in the right direction from now on. I want to pray with you. God bless you. Three, we're in a hurry to pray this morning. Also, wherever you are seated, something is telling you that this is your day. I want to pray with you. Please stand up. Also, you are seated and you don't have any day of spiritual bath. You have your physical bad day, but you don't know the day that you gave your life. You say, when did you give your life to Christ? I know I've given my life to Christ. No, you need to have the day. You need to know that day. Today is that day. Today is that day. Also, be on your feet. I want to pray with you. You don't know the date of your spiritual bad day. That is like you don't know the day you actually gave your life to Christ. You just say, I know I have given my life to Christ. Today is that day. Today is that day. Today is that day. Today is that day. Quickly, be on your feet. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We're in a hurry to pray. We're in a hurry to pray. Also, you are watching us on the internet and you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, let us know through the email and the phone number stated. Four, one more count and I will pray. One more count. Is your name written in the book of life? Is your name written in the book of life? Is your name written in the book of life? I want to pray with you in the next few minutes. All you need to do is to be on your feet and I'll pray with you. And your life will never, ever be this. I'll just give you 30 seconds to decide. To make a change. To have a change of life. And your life will never be the same again. You are seated, yet you know you are meant to be standing. How can a man be outstanding that doesn't want to stand for God? It is standing for God that makes you outstanding in life. I want to pray now. I'm giving you just 10 more seconds and I will pray. I give myself away so you can use me. I give myself away. While that song has been taken one more time, I give myself away. I give myself away. Thank you, Jesus. Now, wherever you are, you are watching us on the screen, just place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins and cleanse me from every unrighteousness. I declare this morning that I'm saved. I declare Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. The same grace that I saved this morning will bring about establishment in Jesus' name. Fresh love for you. Help us to love you. Help us to love you. Help us to love you. Let our heart pant after you. Let our soul pant after you. Let our soul pant after you. Let my heart pant after you. Let the heart of my parents pant after you. Let the heart of my husband, my wife, my children pant after you. Pray. Pray. Pray, everybody. Let my heart pant after you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You will say, Father, 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 I have expectation. Let the expectation that I have for my family come to pass quickly. Lift your voice and pray. Pray, everybody. Pray, everybody. Pray, everybody. Pray, everybody. Pray, everybody. Pray, everybody. I didn't say you should pray silent prayer. Lift your voice and pray. Let my expectations come to pass. Let my belief for my family come to pass. Oh Lord, I believe you. I believe everything when you say. As you talk, I'm more. You go do, I'm more. Baba God, oh, I believe. Baba God, Baba God, I believe you.
I believe
everything when you say.
As you talk, I'm more.
You go do, I'm more. Baba God, oh. As you talk, I'm
on.
You go do I'm on. Baba God, lift your voice and pray, 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 pray. My expectation will not be cut off. 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 Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. We are going to seek the help of God for our family this morning. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, let your help be available for my family. Let your assistance be available for my family. Lift your voice and pray. You make impossibility possible. You make impossibility possible. You make impossibility possible. I seek help for my family. I seek the assistance of God for my family. Assistance. Financial assistance, spiritual assistance, physical assistance. Assistance, assistance, assistance. Assistance for my family, oh God. Touché, oh touché. Touché,
oh touché.
For me be me,
for me be me,
oh touché.
For me be me,
oh. Mighty name we are praying. You will say in the name of Jesus, every power of disagreement, of fighting, of bitterness in my family, I cast it out. Prayers in Jesus' name. Every power of disagreement, every power of fighting in my family, enough is enough. Let there be peace between my husband and I. Let there be peace in my family, between my brothers and my sisters. Let there be peace. Let there be peace. Let there be peace. Let there be peace.
our Lord, Sibiga.
Our Lord, Sibiga. Araye kole di wa lono.
Our Lord, Sibiga.
Hey, Jesus kole di wa lono.
Our Lord, Sibiga.
Oh, our Lord, Sibiga.
Our Lord, Sibiga.
If it's not God,
in Jesus' mighty name we are praying. It is now time to pour out your heart to God on areas you want intervention for your family, in areas you want God to help you. Lift your voice and pray. Everybody, pray, everybody, pray, everybody, pray, everybody, pray. Don't be quiet at this time. Pray. Pray for your children. Pray for your career, your business. Pray. Pray. Raise your voice and pray to God. Areas you want God to intervene in your family, let heaven hear you. Let heaven hearken to your voice. Pray, 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 everybody.
Our local Nilewa to Malawi. Our local Nilewa to Malawi.
Our local Nilewa to Majuri. Our local. Pray, everybody. Choir, don't worry, just pray, pray, don't worry, I will sing. Pray, everybody.
Emi logo nilewa to ma surire. Emi logo nilewa to ma surire. Omo mi logo nilewa to ma laluyo. Omo mi logo nilewa to ma surire. Ah, oko mi logo lebi to ma surire. Oko mi logo nilewa to ma surire. Aya mi logo nilewa to ma surire. Ah, awa logo nilewa to ma surire.
Pray, everybody. Don't be quiet at this time. Pray. Pray. Pray, everybody. Pray, 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 pray.
Ongbo, ongbo, ongbo adura. Ah, ongbo, ongbo, ongbo adura. Ongbo, ongbo, ongbo adura. Jesu olura pada, ongbo adura. Ongbo, ongbo, ongbo adura. Ongbo, ongbo, ongbo adura. Ongbo, ongbo, ongbo adura. Jesu olura pada.
Pray, everybody. Lift your voice and pray. There must be an intervention. That door must open. That door must open. International door must open. Business door must open. Contract must come. Blessing must come. Admission for my children. Blessing must come. Good health must come. Pray, everybody. Pray, everybody. Miracle marriages. Miracle children. Prosperity. Advancement, miracle cars, miracle houses, blessings of all kinds. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. The Lord just spoke to me now, just now, that from this moment onward in your family, everything you lay your hands upon, it will be very, very easy. Everything you lay your hands upon, it will be very, very easy. To accomplish breakthrough, it will be very, very easy. To build your house, it will be very, very easy. To have your children, it will be very, very easy. To go abroad and to be successful, it will be very, very easy. To start new businesses and to succeed, it will be very, very easy. Every door of blessing shut against you, be open right now in the name of Jesus. Door of progress that will be shut against you, that door be declared open right now in the name of Jesus. That thing thing you have been trusting in God for long for, this morning God will release it to you in the name of Jesus. Every young lady here trusting God for miracle marriage, I decree in the name of Jesus, I decree miracle connection for you in the name of Jesus. Every young man here trusting God for miracle marriage, receive it this morning in the name of Jesus. Receive that miracle marriage this morning in the name of Jesus. Every home where they are trusting God for conception, receive that conception in the name of Jesus. Every house where they are trusting God for money, financial supply, the door of blessing be open for you right now in the name of Jesus. What was difficult before becomes very easy from now. Areas where you had challenges before, that area, from this moment, it becomes very, very easy for you. You are sharing your testimony. 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 It is done. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.